Boeing makes a Dreamliner check flight, the Dragon is ready to return from space, and Bombardier powers on the C-Series test vehicle. This is Aero News for Tuesday, March 26, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Boeing on Monday conducted a preliminary test flight in preparation for the recertification of the Dreamliner battery system. A battery fire in January has caused the worldwide fleet of 787s to be grounded for the past several months. The Seattle Times reports that Boeing said the flight would be a normal production check flight to assure that systems perform as they are designed. The company said that a formal certification flight was planned for later this week for the FAA. But even as the plane maker works to get the Dreamliners flying again, the company announced Friday that it would be laying off as many as 800 machinists working on the 787 and the 747-8 programs. The Times reports that Boeing spokesman Doug Alder said that the total number of positions to be cut could be as high as 2,300. Alder said that the cuts come as production stabilizes and that they have been anticipated. He said that they are not related to the grounding of the Dreamliner fleet and that the layoffs will come largely from the ranks of employees who do modifications on airplanes coming off the assembly line that need additional attention. Connie Kelleher, the spokeswoman for the IAM, said the layoffs are not an indication of the onset of a down cycle for Boeing, as they are not related to production rate decreases. The director of Washington State's State Office of Aerospace, Alex Peach, said that he expects there is growth in Boeing's future as the 737 MAX comes online and that the 787-10 and 777X programs will also help to take up the slack. More than 3 weeks after arriving at the International Space Station, the Space Exploration Technologies Corporation SpaceX Dragon spacecraft is ready for the trip back to Earth, now scheduled for today, Tuesday, March 26th. Dragon's originally scheduled March 25th return date was postponed due to inclement weather developing near its targeted splashdown site in the Pacific Ocean. The additional day spent attached to the orbiting laboratory will not affect science samples scheduled to return aboard the spacecraft. If all goes according to plan, Dragon will splash down around 12:36 p.m. in the Pacific Ocean just west of Baja California. Bombardier Aerospace has successfully completed the first full powering on of the main electrical distribution system on the first C-Series flight test vehicle, the company announced Monday in a news release. Additionally, Bombardier confirmed that the wing downbending static test was successfully concluded at the company's Saint-Laurent, Quebec facility. Together with the wing upbending static test that was completed earlier this month, the two most significant wing static tests required for first flight are now complete. The company also confirmed that safety of flight tests are progressing well on Aircraft Zero, the on-the-ground integrated systems test rig for the C-Series aircraft. Company officials say they are, quote, very satisfied, end quote, with the progress of the C-Series as it moves toward its first flight. When Aero News continues in just a moment, we'll have updates from today's events at the 56th AEA Convention and Trade Show in Las Vegas. Aerosonic's new Oasis standby display is a welcome sight to aviators everywhere. Stop by booth number 339 or check us out on the web at aerosonic.com and find out why your search is over once you find an Oasis.
The True Blue Power TS-835 series emergency power supply features lithium iron phosphate technology, resulting in an EPS that is 63% lighter than lead acid designs with a 10-year life expectancy. Available from your local avionics dealer.
Reliable communications are paramount for flight safety. ICG's Iridium-based flight deck systems support current and emerging data link messaging while also providing global satellite voice services. Contact ICG to learn about our cost-effective flight deck solutions. We're back with more of today's Aero News. I'm Glenn Moyer. Garmin International has announced 7 new affordable products for experimental and light sport aircraft that offer enhanced capabilities, reduced weight, and simplified installation. These new products include the GSA-28 Smart Autopilot Servo, a brand new design developed specifically for the experimental market that is over 40% lighter than most experimental autopilot servos. a new, lower-cost, and smaller GSU-25 Air Data Attitude Heading Reference System, or ADARS, unit. The new GEA-24 standalone EIS interface module, giving home builders greater flexibility in the installation location. The GDL-39R Remote Mount ADS-B Receiver for fixed installation in light sport and experimental aircraft. And finally, the new GAD-29 AirInc 429 adapter to interface up to two GTN or GNS navigators and or a GTS 800 active traffic system to the G3X. IGC, the International Communications Group, has announced several customer-inspired modifications to the design of its revolutionary new e-router that will not only enhance performance, but make it easier for operators to perform maintenance, setup configuration, and access SIM and memory cards without having to remove the unit from the aircraft. The changes to the initial versions of the e-router will not impact delivery scheduled for the second quarter of 2013. For more on both of these stories, check out our daily live coverage of the 56th AEA Convention and Trade Show from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. For details, you can check out our website at www.aero-news.net. And when this edition of Aero News continues, True Blue is powering up lithium-ion batteries. A Texas air show bites the sequestration dust, and balloons, now legal in the ballooning capital of the world. The Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Ultra Electronics Flight Line Systems presents the Oracle, offering intelligent power management for single and twin piston engine aircraft and soon to be available in fixed wing turbine and rotorcraft versions. Visit www.ultra-oracle.com for more information. Aero News continues now for Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Glenn Moyer. True Blue Power has announced the grant of several FAA Supplemental Type Certificates, or STCs, for the TS-835 series lithium-ion emergency power supply. True Blue Power received a Part 25 STC for installation of the TS-835 series in Learjet 3536 models and a Part 27 STC for installation in BK-117 and EC-145 helicopters. The company amended a Part 23 approved model list STC to include more than 20 aircraft models, including the Beech King Air and Pilatus PC-12. Through the Part 23, 25, and 27 STCs, the TS-835 series is now approved as a direct replacement for the JET PS-835 and PS-855 lead-acid batteries. The power supply utilizes the same rack, connector, wire harness, an off-arm test switch as the PS-835 or PS-855. In most cases, the installation simply requires removing the original battery and inserting the TS-835 into the existing 1/4 ATR mounting rack. The TS-835 series emergency power supply provides 24.5 volts of DC power for critical and standby equipment and maintains full capacity by simply recharging during normal flight operations. True Blue Power now holds FAA, EASA, and Transport Canada certifications. The public portion of the Big Country Air Fest, set for May 3rd and 4th in Abilene, Texas, has been canceled, according to the Abilene Reporter News newspaper. The website, reporternews.com, says the cancellation is a result of sequestration. The report quotes Gray Bidwell, the founding Air Fest chairman, as saying, quote, "The reality is our event is a huge success because of contributions by both the base and the community. Based on the direction our military has been given to reduce spending to the maximum extent possible, which precludes Air Force participation in civilian air shows such as ours, we felt it would be best to cancel this year's public air show," end quote. In this case, the base in question is Dice Air Force Base, which in 2007 scaled back an annual air show to a biannual event. Abilene's EAA Chapter 471 stepped in and has offered a show at the Abilene Regional Airport with a variety of both civilian and military aircraft. Vendors who committed to the show this year will receive a full refund. The EAA's private pilot fly-in activities will go on as planned. Albuquerque, New Mexico is known as the ballooning capital of the world, and for good reason. It hosts one of the world's most popular balloon events every year, the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. So it was with some bemusement that we noted recently that the activity of ballooning was actually illegal due to local ordinances, that is, until last Friday. That's when Mayor Richard Berry joined the planning department and local balloonists and officially signed City Council Bill O-12-39. The ordinance amends the zoning code to add a new section making the launching and landing of hot air balloons a permissive use in all zoning districts, in essence ensuring Albuquerque is balloonist-friendly. Prior to this ordinance, hot air balloons were not included in the city's zoning code and thus were illegal within city limits. Thanks to the updated ordinance, balloonists can now land and launch anywhere within the city. And this comes not a day too soon, as registration for the upcoming Balloon Fiesta opened earlier this month. And at last report, more than 300 pilots were already signed up. That would have been an awful lot of traffic tickets for somebody to write. I'm Glenn Moyer. Remember to check www.aero-news.net and Aero TV for the latest from the AEA Convention and Trade Show in Las Vegas this week. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.